Hello, friends. Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Pulse. This is actually a really special episode because it's our 100th episode for the year. To make it clear, we had a 100th episode last year. So, I mean, there are literally hundreds of episodes of The Pulse podcast if you've been with the ministry for a while. Of course, this is Pastor Troy's chair that I'm in right now. I am sitting here because Pastor Troy is literally somewhere over the rainbow right now. We have proof. We have photographic evidence of where Pastor Troy is. I have no idea what city he is in. I think he's like on an island somewhere getting much needed R&R with Pastor Leanna. How incredible is that rainbow over him? Wow. And he looks like he looks refreshed. I mean, this is I'm so happy for him. They work so hard and it's nice that they're able to get away. So we're holding down the fort today, but we have a really, really awesome show. We're going to be bringing you some ministry updates from Rebecca's missions trip that she went on with the big team from Spark this past week. We also have Pastor Jerry in the house in the studio today. I'm so excited. And he's going to talk all about Redemption Ranch, which is an arm of our ministry, what we do in this house. But I think a lot of people might myself included, didn't really realize how it ties into all of the things that we are doing here. You know, we see the hunts, we see the bear hunt, we see all the different things that they do activity-wise, but it's all linked together to the purpose behind what we do, and that is rescuing kids all over the world. So I'm really excited for him to break that down for us. It's going to be a great, great show, plus we're going to talk about the counter stuff, but I want to kick things off, since it is the 100th episode, by reading Psalms 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. What a good psalm. What a good psalm. So classic. I know so many songs that I grew up singing songs based on that psalm. So I just thought it would be a great way to start the show. And I feel like we really are in the season of Thanksgiving. I mean, literally, we just came out of Thanksgiving. We're in the holidays, and God just continues to move in major ways within this house. And I'm going to let, when Pastor Troy gets back next week, he's going to be hosting the show back in his spot, and he's going to have some incredible updates. So I can't wait for you to hear the updates of what the Lord is doing in and through this ministry from Pastor Troy. But in the meantime, Rebecca, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's going to be a great episode, and I'm glad to be back. And yeah, honestly, God is moving and we're moving, and I love how Pastor Troy is just, you know, taking that time and resting. Mm-hmm. And that's totally an encouragement for us to teach us that, you know, it's okay to take time and to rest on this. I was reading about the Sabbath today, and I felt like the Lord was just like literally showing me, hey, yep, it's okay to take a day off.
Yes.
And to reset. And if our pastor does it, then that should be something that we pour into our friends, yep, employees, and our church members, that yeah, God did it and our pastor's doing it. So yep, it's a really, really good thing. I love that.
It's so important to rest. And it's funny because he's supposed to be on his vacation, but last night during our after show, so we had the counter after show last night hosted, yes, by Pastor Darren Stott, mm-hmm, which if you missed it, you've got to go back and watch it. He's hysterical. It was such a good show though, but Pastor Troy was on, I don't know
I don't know.
But Pastor Troy was on there commenting and chatting with everyone on Facebook. And so,
I love it.
Man, we
he's
had-
He's so in tune.
He is. He didn't want to miss the fun. It was hilarious though. Pastor Darren was wearing like a big cowboy hat.
I know.
I saw one of the comments where like, did he steal Shay's hat? He also was joking that he's like, you know, I get mistaken for Pastor Troy all the time. I'm like, okay, sure. Goodness. You guys could not be more opposite.
Love him. He's such a
They're so yeah, great. But hey guys, listen, speaking of testimonies, mm-hmm, and Thanksgiving, the counter episode 2 is well over 51,000 views now.
Wow.
71,000 views on episode 1. And guys, that is so incredible because when the Lord put this show, mm-hmm, on Pastor Troy's heart, yes, it was to talk about things that many people in the church are afraid to talk about. Yep. But a lot of that was to, as well, help build our ODX family, mm-hmm, so that we can rescue more kids. The more ODX members we have, the more kids we're able to rescue, the more work we're able to do in the nations. And since we premiered our show, The Counter, we have had over 1,400 new ODX members, which is crazy. It's so crazy. Not only that, we've had some really amazing testimonies that are coming out from the show. People who God is healing them. He's, mm-hmm, opening their eyes to things. He's delivering them. We actually have a couple screenshots.
We have? Okay.
Can we pull one of those up, Taylor? So this is from Sherry Root. Episode 2 helped set me free from some lingering torment in my mind from my childhood.
Wow,
that's incredible. Praise the Lord for that. And let's show this other one. We have one more that I thought was really, really cool from Valerie McGrath. If you go down there, she says, I'm still trying to process that the unseen world is way more than we thought it was. Wow. I've had sleep paralysis episodes, and these programs have helped me realize what it actually is going on and help me find help for it. Because a lot of times I think we don't realize, and that's a huge part of the show, is pulling the veil back on the spiritual things that we see going on around us. Maybe we don't realize, and because we need to do that so that we know how to counteract it, so that we have the tools to counteract it.
I think it's really important that I, growing up as just the culture of Hispanic, like, you suck it up, buttercup, don't tell anybody. I feel like now what Pastor Troy is doing, Pastor Jerry, what the whole counter, everything, it honestly is teaching us that it's okay to speak up. It's, and things are getting, like you said, the veil is getting torn. People are going to be able to speak up. God's going to literally transform. There's going to be healing. It's not all about, oh, it's scary demons. No, people are literally dealing with these things and they don't have people to, maybe they feel they have nobody to talk to. And while they watch this, I do believe there's going to be deliverance and healing. And hey, it's okay to testify. Look at what she said.
Testify. And we love hearing your testimony. So I want to encourage you, if you're watching it back, even after the fact, we're constantly monitoring our comments there, our testimonies, and any questions that you have. We've been pulling a lot of the questions, which is a really cool thing with the after shows. On the after shows, we're actually answering those questions. We're combing through the comments and answering your questions. So as you watch,
we get to
do that. Make sure you submit your questions. And I also want to encourage you, if you're only watching on YouTube, take this opportunity, sign up on odx.tv as a Stage 2 or 3 member, because one of the things that that you get in the full length episode, so on YouTube, you get the first half of the show. On our ODX platform, Stage 2 and Stage 3, you get the full 1 hour show. And they always have a ministry moment at the end. And that's actually been a really prophetic time where they've gotten prophetic words for people watching the show. So that's just something you miss out on if you are not a part of our ODX family. So I want to encourage you again, join ODX if you haven't yet. But we showed it last night. We showed a sneak preview of episode 3 of The Counter, but I thought we would show it to you guys today. So this is the second look at episode 3, which is going to be premiering next Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Guys, take a look at this.
And he goes, oh my God, that is a giant.
That's a giant.
And this is what it did. It went like this, and it turned around, and it made 2 strides, and it was all the way gone, and there was one tree up there.
Wow. We have to have a long-term commitment and perspective to see God's kingdom come. And if the enemy is going after our children with this kind of education, and let's just call it, you know, a Nephilim training. Then we, the church, have to do a way better job in training our children for battle.
If you look at Book of Enoch, what we read in Genesis 6, they believe those watchers came down on Mount Hermon. And it's there they conspired to do what we see written in Genesis chapter 6, is when they looked at the women, saw that they were attractive.
Nephilim are real. The Nephilim agenda is real. It's as it was in the days of Noah. This thing is part of it. The hybrid, the transhuman, the transgender, all things trans, which leads to transgression. It's blasphemy against God. It's meant to literally claim a legal jurisdiction in places where God wants to give us legal jurisdiction.
So good. Giants and Nephilim. Man, that is going to be such a good episode, you guys. And I hope you've been seeing all the reels that we've been putting out as well. Our team has been doing an incredible job posting reels, and I want to encourage you to share them. Be a media missionary. Like and share them and get the word out. Help us get the word out, because we've been seeing so many new people just from leads like that, from people sharing the reels and the episodes. And so please don't stop doing that. We're just so excited about all that God is doing in and through this show. So, and we're just getting started. Episode 3, and we've got like 10 episodes. So you're in for a fun ride. Okay, so a couple more quick announcements before we bring in Pastor Jerry. I'm so excited for him to be joining us today. But tonight, speaking of Pastor Jerry, he is going to be in the house delivering a message For our Wednesday night service. So come back here 7 p.m. Don't miss our Wednesday night service tonight. Mm-hmm. Rebecca, you're going to be leading worship as well.
And you'll be singing too.
Yes, I'll be singing with you.
It'll be fun.
So it's going to be a great service. And then Rod Parsley is going to be joining Pastor Troy here on Sunday, guys. Mm-hmm. Rod Parsley.
Love
so
him.
Don't miss it. You'll be in the house this Sunday, and then plan ahead for our candlelight service December 24th on Christmas Eve at 4 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. It's going to be a great time. Celebrate Christmas with us. We would love to have you here in person. Of course, if you can't be in person, then you can join us online. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Rebecca, I want to talk to you. So you just got back from Brownsville and Mexico. You guys actually took a team across the border.
That was fun.
So how many people were on this trip?
So I think total was 70. And we took 5 vans. Some people flew and some people drove. We had a family come from Canada.
No way.
So they, and one lady from Massachusetts. I think there was multiple states, but that was really, really, really cool that we have people all over the world that are joining us to be the hands and feet of Jesus. And honestly, I've gone for the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. And I think this one was my favorite because we were actually able to cross over to the border. And just honestly, it was amazing. And we have some pictures of Brownsville. The way it is, I'm going to really, really fast. Mm-hmm. We bring toys, but we actually do craft and we do these crafts to these children. So this is a head start in Brownsville that it's like low income, but also parents, they're better off at school than at home. That's what the teacher told us.
Yeah, a lot of the kids, yeah.
And most of them do not. They're here is Santa and the ginger.
Oh my gosh.
We're doing Feliz
Navidad.
Was
that our team that were
that
in
is
those?
Our team. Those are two boys that came from out of state too. So I don't know what state it was, but it was really, really nice to be able to share Jesus, to love on them, and honestly sing. And then this was at nighttime. So the Head Start was in the morning and this was in the evening where we prepare like a big festival for the city of Brownsville.
Oh, cool.
So it was like a big, I guess you could say a big carnival.
Yeah.
And we feed them. We do face painting. We do a prayer tent. There was multiple salvations, multiple healings. So every department had like a different tent and they went at it. And then they had music blasting the entire time. And we just loved on people. That's what it was like being the hands and feet of Jesus, just loving them.
Wow.
And a lot of people, this is all they get.
This is their Christmas.
This is their Christmas. And then we did a lot of raffles. We gifted the kids. We prayed for kids. We gave them backpacks. And then the following day, I think we have Mexico pictures of the Posada, which we do the same thing what we did in Brownsville, but there was twice as much people here. And
in Mexico, there's twice as many.
We saw miracles. We saw families literally.
Look at all those people.
I'm telling you, it was a lot of babies, a lot of mamas, and we were able to pray for them.
Wow.
Look at the line. The lines were so long, Pastor Jerry. Like, sorry, Pastor Jerry's over here, but it was so long. And they honestly, all of them just wanted a hug or they wanted to just say where you're from and love on them. And this is our prayer team. We had a specific soak team that went.
Oh, cool.
And they are the bomb.com. Like, literally, they are amazing. So it was just beautiful to be able to see that.
Wow.
And then Pastor Isagere gave a word with Pastor Daryl, and it was just beautiful to see it. And
yeah,
it was like a big fiesta. That's what it is, a big fiesta.
I love it. We actually have a recap video from that trip. So I want to roll that now, and then we'll continue with some more really awesome testimonies.
We are on our way to Brownsville, Texas. We're expecting for miracles, signs, and wonders. So let's see what God does today.
Privilege to be here to represent Open Door Church, to represent Spark, and mostly to represent Jesus. your prayers are here with us, and the people financially make this happen. So we're being good stewards with that. I hope more people will be able to come on some other trip. And we just want to say God bless you. And just thank you, Jesus, for such a beautiful day.
Man, so cool to see the work, to see those kids' faces, their little hands.
I wanted to like bring like five with me. I was like, can we cross?
Can we take you guys back home
and like just like love on you? And just, you know, I was literally envisioning if we like could hit one home at a time and just share what it is to just like a hygiene and Jesus in a way and just help them and what it is to take care of yourself and self-care. We could change one home at a time and it could change the whole city. But
yeah.
You just love on that one person and you'd be Jesus there. And it was beautiful. You saw their little hands, their little faces. I know. And all they want is someone to play with them. Like they just want to be loved on. And we were able to do that this weekend.
It's so awesome. I just love that we're part of a church that has so many different arms. Mm-hmm. And we're going to hear about another arm in just a second.
Amen.
But just that this is something that Spark has been doing. I mean, how many years have they been going down there?
I think over 30 years they were saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they've been going to this area and leaving their mark. And that's just one area. I mean, we know the mark that we've left. If you saw the countdown leading into the show today, you saw an area that we have left a major mark in Africa.
Amen.
And literally built up a village, like an entire village that's basically through the work that this house has done. And so it's just really cool. I said it last week, but you know, I see people sometimes online and Pastor Troy just texted me, I'm watching and commenting. Hi, Pastor.
Hi, Pastor.
You know, you see people saying, oh, well, like, the church is just, you know, a house of people just kind of not doing anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, come to our church because all we do is this.
There's
all
always
we
something.
Do is ministry.
There's always a food bank happening. There's always an outreach happening. There's always things happening. And you just have to get plugged in. And this is a community that you're not getting bottle fed. It's time to act upon it. And if we don't do it, Pastor Troy's like, who else is going to do it if we don't do it? So it's our job. And to be the hands and feet of Jesus.
Yeah.
And I just love that we're able to do that. And there's so many ways you could get connected. So please go to opendoorexperience.com/ /events. And there is so many ways that you can be the hands and feet of Jesus. So many ways that you could partner. If you can't be here, why don't you partner with us and give today?
Yes.
And you could call it 877-413-0888. Yes. Whatever you give, what you sow. Leanna always says, what you give is enough. So what you have right now in your hands is enough. So sow. Because this is fertile ground and you will reap and there will be a harvest.
Yes.
And you'll be able to testify with that.
Yeah. And we've got a bunch of different ways you can give. You can call the number on the screen there. You can scan the QR code. You can go to troybrewer.com. You also can give to the snail mail address if you want to do that. And we have a lot of people that do, and that's fine. That's great. Troy Brewer Ministries, PO Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097. So, with that, I want to kind of shift gears here because we're going to talk about another really important integral arm of this ministry, of this house, and that is Redemption Ranch. You might have heard of it. You might have, you know, thought, I don't know, maybe you thought this is, a cool place where they go to have retreats or they go to hunt or whatever. It is so much more than that. And not only do we have a Redemption Ranch here in Texas, but we have one in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And we're going to show you this little video, and then we're going to bring in Pastor Jerry to talk to us more about that. So take a look at this.
Hey, friends, Troy Brewer, Jerry Sellers. Jerry Sellers runs Redemption Ranch in West Texas, and he's a guy that oversees all that. He's been my right-hand man for a long time. And what's real is, you know, when I first had the dream for a ranch, I also had the dream, like, okay, we have to be able to house kids. We got to be able to rescue kids out of trafficking. We got to be able to rescue the rescuers. We got to be able to do all those things. And today, that actually becomes a fulfillment with Redemption Ranch, Chiapas, Mexico. We're down here on the Guatemalan border in the southern part of Mexico. What do you think?
We're standing on redeemed property.
We are, man.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Your dream is expanding. And now we've built a facility in West Texas to rescue the rescuer, but now we have a facility to actually house rescued boys and girls.
Well, we are. And as a matter of fact, not only are we rescuing kids, I mean, here on this one trip, guys, we're rescuing our first 25 girls, and we're going to put them in here. And so we just got through meeting several of our rescue kids for the very first time, which is crazy. And we're going to rescue a whole lot more. We're putting them in here, and there's hundreds and hundreds of more kids that actually need to be rescued.
Let's do it.
Well, guys, listen, we're going to do it. And we cannot do it without your help.
Exactly.
Hey, listen, go to troybrewer.com or odx.tv and get in the fight today.
And how cool is that? Redemption Ranch, Chiapas, Mexico. Pastor Jerry, let me just intro him because I want to do an official intro to Pastor Jerry. He is one of the leaders of this house, and we're so grateful to have him. He's an executive pastor at Open Door Church here, and he leads the day-to-day operations at Redemption Ranch. He's passionate about creating environments where couples, teens, and communities can encounter God and experience life transformation. And I'm just personally so grateful for his leadership. This is a house, and we say it a lot, that we just have great leaders here. We have great men of God, and Pastor Jerry is one of them. So Pastor Jerry, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us today.
I just got to do this. Well, hello, my friends.
Doing it in honor of Pastor Troy, who is watching. Pastor, I'm sorry that we weren't giving you shout outs earlier because we were laser focused on here and I didn't see, he was literally on there commenting. Someone say hi to me. Do you guys see me?
Well, hello, so we sir. See you, Pastor. We honor you. God bless you.
We love you. We miss you. So Pastor Jerry, when you watched that video that we just saw of you and Pastor Troy, what was that like? I can't imagine what you were feeling standing in front of Redemption Ranch, Chiapas, Mexico. Talk about that.
It was an aha moment. You know, Troy came to me a few years ago, probably in 2019. He said, Jerry, I want a ranch. I want you to run it. I want to kind of shift some responsibility and obligations. And when Pastor Troy had the vision for the original Redemption Ranch here in Texas, the desire was actually to have a place that we can bring our rescue kids to. As we began to do the research and dive deep into it, all the red tape from the governmental agencies, it was going to be an astronomical cost. We couldn't do it efficiently. And so we decided to move the focus here locally in Texas, West Texas, where the ranch is at, to actually turn it from a rescue center to house the rescue kids, to actually rescue those who are rescuing all those on the front lines.
Yeah.
And that's what Redemption Relief Ranch is. It's a variety of things. There's a multi-personalities concerning it, but it actually pours into people that are making a kingdom impact.
And that's a huge part of our mission as a whole. It's rescue the rescuer, and train nations. So you are an integral part of the rescuing the rescuer. And I mean, you've had some pretty incredible people that have come there that are rescuers that you are rescuing. You want to talk about some of those? I know we got a bunch of photos and
stuff. So we could say a lot of things, but I think I can just kind of give you a wide swash of what Redemption Ranch, Texas is. And we got to start off with this first picture. It's actually Pastor Troy and me because it started in him.
I love that.
We're actually a deer blind, and we're hoping deer come out. And I think that day where we were looking one day and we turned around, there were 8 bucks that walked out, and we missed all of them because we were too busy chatting and laughing and goofing around.
No way. Yeah. That's hilarious.
But it started right there. Redemption Ranch started behind those eyes, that stare, that glare, the vision he created.
Yeah.
And what we've seen is once we've done this, God moved in such a way. There's been many people have come to Redemption Ranch and said, once they step foot on that property, they have never felt a peace.
Wow.
And so I call it a bunch of red dirt that's been totally redeemed.
Amen.
Man, we've had baptism there at the ranch. That gentleman right there, he actually gave the first $100,000. And if you look, that's all the ranch was that single wide trailer.
No way.
And nothing but mesquites. That's all it was. And while we were out there working, we did a bunch of work weekends. Justin Chambers right there wanted to get baptized. We were going to baptize him in the pond, but Pastor Troy would let me do that. He said, there's too many snakes and so forth.
That's
and then we had a special event not too long ago where we had a bunch of tier one operators come out. And one of the operators throughout the event said, I want to be baptized. You see Pastor Troy baptizing him. That guy is a door kicker. And all those guys right behind them is Craig Solomon Sawyer in the maroon shirt.
Oh, wow.
He's a SEAL Team 6 guy.
Way.
And but all those are military guys have put their lives on the line over and over. So we've had baptisms, we've had special veteran groups, tier one operator groups out. We've had a lot of pastors come out.
That's awesome.
Pastor Darren Stott right there. I really don't have anything good to say about him.
Darren, if you're watching.
I love Darren.
Oh my gosh,
Darren's been out many
so
times. This next week, we have Pastor Rod Parsley coming out, and he's actually coming to the ranch.
Oh,
and
I've
had the privilege for 2 years. This will be my third time to sit in the deer blind with one of God's great generals.
Wow.
And we love him, and he loves the ranch. He's the one that says, I've never felt so much peace in all my life.
No way.
It was him. It really was.
And then this
next yahoo, he's killed everything that's walked on the property, Pastor Brian Bolt.
Oh my goodness. I bet
Brian Bolt's been out there 8 times over the last 4 years. He'll be coming in this next week, too. That's a buck that Troy wanted to kill, and Brian shot him.
Brian got it first. Of course, Brian got it.
Oh, we call it flame because of the way his antlers curve forwards and stuff. Oh. And he just killed a lot of beautiful, world-class animals. I think we got one more picture of Brian, maybe. Nope, we don't.
Oh, no, that's
Evangelist Todd White. Wow. He's been out there. So when we talk about rescue, the rescuers, these guys are on the front lines. These guys are not just having influence. They have movements.
Yeah.
And we love to have pastors out. And there's a thing that I do every year that I'll get somebody to sponsor a pastor, and I'll bring a pastor that's burned out or wanting to quit.
Yeah.
We had a pastor out last year that his son was shot in the back 7 times and murdered.
My gosh.
I was able to spend a few days with them. So it's a big deal. If you're going to entertain people and you're going to entertain at a high level, you got to do it with great substance.
Yeah, and purpose. There's purpose behind it. Yeah. Pastor Troy just mentioned we have this week a picture from the Dodgers that's coming out.
Yes, we do.
So this is Redemption Ranch is as much a ministry as anything else that we do.
Mm-hmm. And
that's the heart of it.
100%.
Wow.
And if you're going to minister, Jesus always did ministry around breaking bread. There's got to be food.
Yeah, relationship.
I bet you've never seen high-dollar ribeyes flame-torched.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That's Rent cool.
G. Wow. Those are your tomahawk steaks.
Mm. I think the next picture is what I want to request. Yeah. That.
Smoked king crab.
Can you make us that?
Smoked king crab.
My mouth is watering right now.
That looks amazing.
I love this next picture. Mm.
That looks
This next picture. This is John Hart. He's a big integral part of the ranch. He supports it. What he's doing right there, we smoked a pork shoulder, a pork butt. We shredded it, and we're actually doing chicken fried pulled pork.
What?
Oh, it's heaven's manna.
Sounds like
really.
Yeah, chicken fried pulled pork, and it's next level.
Oh my goodness.
And we do that every week at Redemption Ranch. If you come out, you do that. We minister not only to pastors, people in ministry. We minister to couples. We do 2 or 3 couples retreats there every year, and that was one of our couples retreats. And when
That's
we
awesome.
Have people come out, we don't stick you in a tent. We actually stick you in next level cabins.
Wow.
There's always construction going on out there because we're always adding cabins. And always
bidding. Adorable.
How fun.
You will actually be staying in one of those
I love that. We're going for the first time in a week and a half, and I'm really excited to bring
and
we're bringing
the kids. Last one right there, that's Pastor Troy's, and it's got...
Which one?
It's got that one. It's got a bunch of additions that we're working on right now.
Wow.
That's cool.
We have cattle. We do that, and then we do some Western stuff out there. We raise cattle out there, and we do a roundup where we have a chuck wagon cook come out and cook for us. And then we'll do that, and then we'll go out there and actually work cattle. I'll bring in world-class cowboys. That's one of my best friends, Steve Stone.
No way.
And he comes out there, and they'll rope them. We'll brand them. We'll turn the cow bulls into steers, and then we'll have calf fries. We make the teenagers that come out work there actually eat the calf fries.
No way.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
Everything has a ministry flavor to it. And this next picture is that young man right there, his name's AJ. He's been given a death sentence for stage 4 lung cancer.
We had
him out a week ago. Oh, not a week ago, about a month ago.
Yeah.
And I led AJ to the Lord.
Wow.
And we're praying for salvation. He came and killed one of the biggest hogs we've ever had out there on the property. 332-pound boar. He shot that.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
and is that his dad there that's with him?
No, it's just another guide. And the sad thing about AJ, his parents are not engaged in his life.
Huh?
What?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my God.
So we're rescuing kids stateside.
Wow.
Wow.
We really are. And
I can't even fathom that situation.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But that's what we get to do.
Yeah.
We get to do. We have the hunting. We do have world class hunting, but we also have fishing. We have a lake that's a mile and a half from us. That's one of our guides, Brent G. He's also one of our builders. We did an event where we brought a bunch of CEOs out. There's Pastor Troy and I catching some sand bass. And this next picture is actually a bunch of CEOs, business owners. And we had a 3-day event.
Cool.
And that's some of the fish they caught over 3 days out there. So there's fishing. And along with the hunting, we have rifle ranges. We have pistol ranges. That's on our operators event. And that's Craig Sawman Sawyer there. And
that's
showing
cool.
on the rifle range. And, of course, we have a pistol range right beside the rifle range. And we also do skeet shooting. And then we have other hunting events. We have dove hunts out there every year. That's Pastor Troy's. He has an exclusive dove hunt every September where a handful of people spend 2 or 3 days with him. And we do that. And there's a group of men that's been a part of one of our dove hunt. Many of those men go here to Open Door Church.
Oh, that's cool.
And we cannot talk about the ranch real briefly without talking about rattlesnakes.
Okay.
Are they out there?
Do we have to look out for those?
Not this time of year.
They're
in a hole.
Because we're not, we're not going to
over the last 4 years, we've killed 31 rattlesnakes, and I think I've killed 26 myself out of the 31.
How do you kill them?
Shoot them.
Oh, you shoot them.
Step on their heads.
If you step on their, I mean, I know nothing about snakes, but couldn't they whack you with their tail? Like if you, like, couldn't
step on
they,
their head?
Or can they, do they have to,
that's
is it their?
That's a python.
Oh.
Rattlesnakes, they strike. And so you just got to be faster than them.
Okay.
And so forth.
Do we need to get special snake boots like you have there?
You know, the only thing right now at this time of year you need boots for is actually the property is covered in cactus. So if you do stroll around, tennis shoes are not recommended whatsoever.
Okay. Like rain boots, like long rain boots?
I would get leather boots, not rubber boots, because those needles will go right through.
Shopping. I can go shopping.
There you go. Hey, you can have your husband thank me for that.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, babe.
And we cannot end the picture collage without showing this.
Pastor
Troy's prize buck. That buck scored 211 points. That is a world-class deer.
Wow.
World-class deer start at 170 inches. That scored 211. He calls it Alice Cooper because it has 18 points.
Oh, that's Alice Cooper.
That is Alice Cooper.
That's crazy. Yes, and that was from the ranch.
That came from our high fence, yes. So Redemption Ranch is two different ranches. It's about 30 minutes apart. It's 720 acres. And one of them's low fence. We're in the process of changing that and making it a high fence. We have a lot of exotics. This time next year, I expect the large ranch to actually have so many different animals on it, we'll be doing safaris.
Really?
Yeah, we'll have a lot of African game on it this time next year.
That'll be fun.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Well, I love that we tell people, like, you know, book a hunt, rescue a kid. Because, you know, I think there's a lot of people. You were telling me this industry, how much does this industry bring in annually?
A year.
Not ours, but just in the
hunting,
world.
Fishing, outdoor industry brings in $394 billion a year.
Wow.
Crazy.
And it's untouched when it comes to the kingdom.
Yeah. That's crazy.
What if that industry realizes there's a ranch in West Texas that every dollar you spend hunting, fishing, retreating, getting R&R, whatever you do, every dollar you spend goes back to rescuing
a
boy
kids.
Or a girl out of trafficking.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just want to encourage people, when you see that we have events happening throughout the year, I mean, like you said, we've got couples things, we've got stuff for veterans that we do there. We've
men's retreats, women's retreats, our teenagers come out there, we have stuff for young people.
Yeah.
We have stuff for the whole family.
Yeah.
The singles, everything.
And is it something to where people can also rent it for events and things like that?
I have a lot of requests right now and people wanting to rent cabins for the weekends, and I'm going through that process.
Oh, that's cool.
It's amazing the amount of emails of people that are now really finding out about Redemption Ranch wanting to come and be a part.
Well, praise the Lord. I mean, that's amazing. That's incredible. It's something that's really unique, I think, to this house. You know, another one of the arms of what we do here is the ranch and rescuing the rescuers. And man, I think that's so cool. I want to go behind the veil because we're right at about halfway through the show. And then I want to continue talking and maybe just hear some more testimonies from you, Pastor Jerry, if there's, you know, of things that have happened supernaturally there at the ranch. Cause I know that there's so much. And it's really, where can people, if you're watching on YouTube right now, you're going to miss the second half of the show, which is going to be really, really good. We're going to jump over to our ODX platform. So we call that Behind the Veil. So you need to join us as a member of our ODX family to watch the rest of the show. But before we go, if people want more information on Redemption Ranch, either booking something, hosting something, or attending one of our events, what's the best way to get in touch?
The website is www.redemptionranch.com. We do have a Facebook page. If you just go on Facebook page, type in Redemption Ranch. There are a couple of other ones. I don't see them a whole lot, but if you type in Redemption Ranch, it'll either come up Monday or Seymour, Texas. Or you can just email me at jerry.sellers at odx.tv.
Yeah, that's a great way to get directly in touch with Pastor Jerry if you're interested in more information. So, okay, well, listen, we're just getting started, guys. We're going to head behind the veil to unpack this a little bit more and really more of the heart and mission behind Redemption Ranch. Book a hunt, save a kid. Go to email Pastor Jerry if you want more information, jerry.sellers@odx.tv. And with that, guys, we are going to head behind the veil. And if you're watching us for the first time, maybe this is your first time that you have tuned in and you landed on our page, we're going to end this part of the show with a commercial that explains a little bit more as far as the why behind what we do. Take a look.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem, it's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.